might have been.
We could sit and talk about this all night long and wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. Can't go back again, there's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. The same old was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again, there's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. No, we'll never.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. Damage assessment underway across Florida following Hurricane Milton. ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting from Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there is a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
That's the sound of work being done this morning in Siesta Key, Florida, where the eye of the hurricane came ashore last night around 8:30 Eastern time. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z says Milton's not quite done either.
It's moving over the Atlantic now. There are flash flood warnings because this has come with, you know, foot and a half of rain, and there will still be onshore 3 to 5 feet of surge from Cape Canaveral and the Space Coast right up to Daytona and Jacksonville. So that with tidal times could be problematic.
At least 4 deaths so far. This is ABC News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling through Europe trying to drum up support in the war with Russia.
First stop, 10 Downing Street here in London for talks with the leaders of Britain and NATO about his so-called victory plan. Then off to Paris for more of the same with President Macron. Zelensky will also touch base with the leader of Italy later this week. He had been due to present his blueprint at a weekend meeting of Western representatives in Germany, but that's been postponed with President Biden staying home to respond to Hurricane Milton. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Marriott International will pay $52 million to resolve state and federal claims related to major data breaches affecting more than 300 million customers worldwide. According to the FTC, malicious actors obtained passport information, credit card numbers, and other personal information from hundreds of millions of consumers. Marriott says it's planning to beef up security. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Six
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, you're not, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m., the Iron County, Wisconsin Historical Society Museum's award-winning Haunted History Flashlight Tour is back. They invite you to come listen to all brand new stories about the spookier side of Iron County's past. Tickets will be sold at the Senior Center starting at 5:50 p.m. It's $5 for every individual and $10 for groups, and will end at 8 p.m. Tours will depart from the Senior Center every 10 minutes and will be led to the museum. It will be dark, so you will be allowed to bring a flashlight with you. The tour will take you through all three floors of the museum, so there will be stairs. Please wear appropriate shoes. And due to the nature of the tour, it is not recommended for children under the age of 5. Children under the age of 12 should be accompanied by an adult. They look forward to your visit. Once again, this is this Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m. on Iron Street in Hurley. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants? We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Legendary angler and Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Tom Newstrom spent some time with me to teach me how to fish for fall walleyes. I'll tell you what technique he helped me perfect, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Tom Newstrom is a guide and an incredible angler, and he really knows how to catch fish, walleyes especially. in the fall. He likes to go up to the weed line, even on lakes that have a lot of mid-lake structure, a lot of rubble, a lot of rock. He likes the vegetation in the fall. And he likes to go up to those weed lines, and he likes to pitch jigs and minnows. The trick is to use a stand-up jig head. When that jig head hits the bottom, all you do is let it sit, because that minnow is standing up at a 45-degree angle with its tail just kicking, and those walleyes cannot resist. Using fathead minnows, you're taking the tip of that hook, running it through their mouth and out behind their head, and just underhand pitching it out so that it sinks right to the edge of that vegetation, right down to the bottom, and let it sit, and then just drag it and hop it, drag it and pop it, and then let it sit. Those walleyes will suck that jig right off the bottom. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This warmer than average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 98Q Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
I told you about my little nothing town, the two-room house where I came from, the man that I got my name from. I don't even know where he is now. What if I told you sometimes I lose my faith? I wonder why someone like you would even talk to me. What if I told you there's no fixing me? 'Cause everybody's already tried. Would you stay? Would you? If I told you all the stupid things I've done, I blamed on me in the end, but I was old enough to know, I know. If I told you the mess that I can be when there's no one there to see, could you look the other way?
a million miles away. And I know your family's gonna want you to stay. You know what? I don't blame them. So I'll say what I don't want to, and I'll just pray you want what I do. Before we go any further here, let a week turn into another year. There's some things you probably don't want to hear, but you have to. If I told you, sometimes I get jealous, sometimes I'm half crazy, would you say the hell with me, the hell with me? If I told you, I barely know what love is, but girl, if that's what this is, I don't want to let it slip away. No, 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 how could you love me anyway? Please, could you love me anyway?
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice
all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Justin Moore.
Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
With dirt to 98Q Country. I don't know what happened yesterday, but apparently every ladybug and lady beetle in the county, in the state, hatched yesterday, at least in our area. Man, they were out, weren't they? I had to run out to our 98Q transmitter site yesterday, and there was a lot going on out there. The lady beetles were all over the white little building we have out there, and a lot going on. So the lady beetles, which I don't know if they've been around a whole lot this summer. I haven't seen a whole lot of them. They made their appearance yesterday, big time. So I'm sure you're maybe battling those. If you have a house that is, you know, a lot of times you have a house where there's a room that gets a lot of sun and it happens to be a lighter color, like white or very light. The ladybugs like that. They like that a lot. So we'll be battling that here for a few days. We need a good hard freeze, don't we? Yeah, we need to zap those bugs. Maybe like a 10 or 15 degree overnight low, but that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Did I just wish for cold weather? I guess I just kind of did. Sorry. We've got temperatures that will rise today to about 69 degrees. We're only at about 38 right now, but we'll get to a nice, very nice day by midday here today. Birthdays in just a moment. If you got somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221, and we'll run through our list of celebrants here in just a few moments. Keyword for today is wings, W-I-N-G-S. Good wings over there at the Lanes Northern Light Center. Our title sponsor of this year's Backyard Barbecue, so wings is the keyword. If you qualified the last couple of days, you would have received a text already that said you qualify. So if you did, congratulations, you're in. If you didn't, well, you got some work to do. Get to that Civic Media app, 98Q, and text us the word wings, and you will be in. Homecoming weeks for Phillips and Shawamigan, fun week for the kids. So we'll look forward to bringing you the games tomorrow night. Huge game, the Loggers taking on Hurley tomorrow night, and that's going to have major, major implications on who's going to win that conference. Rib Lake is still there, has something to say about it too. But that'll be a fun game tomorrow night. We'll have the Phillips homecoming game against Hurley tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here. Stream that at 98qcountry.com. We put that on the 98Q app, on your Civic Media app there too. And then also tomorrow night, Shawamigan going to be in action. It's homecoming also. South Shore coming to town. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Shawamigan football. Friday night will be on 103.1. That also can be heard on the Civic Media app. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries. We will do that after our twice an hour news and sports update.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. Damage assessment underway across Florida following Hurricane Milton. ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting from Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there is a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
That's the sound of work being done this morning in Siesta Key, Florida, where the eye of the hurricane came ashore last night around 8:30 Eastern time. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Zee says Milton's not quite done either.
It's moving over the Atlantic now. There are flash flood warnings because this has come with, you know, foot and a half of rain, and there will still be onshore 3 to 5 feet of surge from Cape Canaveral and the Space Coast right up to Daytona and Jacksonville. So that with tidal times could be problematic.
At least 4 deaths so far. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Looking for a fun, free event for the whole family? The Victory Christian Center invites you out for their third annual Family Fall Fest at Elk Lake Park. From bounce castles to carnival rides, a petting zoo, pumpkins, and prizes, there's something for everyone. It's a day full of laughter, games, and community, all completely free. For more info, visit vccphillips.org. Once again, this is Saturday at 11 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at Elk Lake Park for the Victory Christian Center's third annual Family Fall Fest. Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Money Paws Lodge invites you out for their grand opening. You can stop in for a tour of their facility and all that they have to offer before your pups come stay with them. They do apologize, but there will be no dogs allowed at the event. They'll be able to answer any questions you may have about daycare, grooming, boarding, and new merchandise. They will start taking boarding and daycare reservations at the event, so make sure to bring your requests. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Clawson Drive in Minocqua. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants? We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yeah, birthdays, anniversaries. Happy anniversary wishes going out to the Brumbles today. Eric and Tammy are celebrating. That is from Mick, Jenny, Tom, and family and friends. So hope you have a great anniversary there, Eric and Tammy. Congratulations to both of you. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary here on this 10th day of October, you share your day with these other celebrities. Mario Lopez, the actor, Saved by the Bell, and a TV host too, went on to do a few other things. But Saved by the Bell is his signature spot in his career. He's 51. Brett Favre is celebrating. If you've seen the movie, there's something about Mary. You know what I'm doing there. Brett Favre, the Green Bay Packer quarterback, is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Brett Favre is 51. He's gone through a few things after football, including the accusations that he used money that was supposed to go to those who needed food and the hungry, and used it for a volleyball arena. It's yet to see what part of that is true and what isn't. But nonetheless, we will absorb and appreciate the joys that Brett Favre brought us playing for the Packers. There wasn't much joy when he played for the Jets. He gave the Vikings 1 year of joy until that last interception. But he certainly was an entertaining NFL player, gunslinger. You can't deny that. Brett Favre, 55 today. He's a young guy yet. Wendy McClendon Covey, the TV actress from The Goldbergs and Reno 911, is 55 today. Mike Malinin, the longtime Goo Goo Dolls drummer, is 57 today. Julia Sweeney, SNL, she was on there, and Pat. Remember the character Pat from SNL? That was just a really, really bad character. It would not fly nowadays, I don't think, but it was funny. For those of you who don't know, Pat was a character that you weren't sure if Pat was a man or a woman, and they put her in several different situations where... Yeah, hey, I don't think it would fly now, though. Julia Sweeney is 63. If you want to see a really bad movie, if you're just in the mood, you're saying, Joel, I just want to watch a bad movie, it's Pat. That'll scratch that itch. Bradley Whitford, the actor from Get Out and Saving Mr. Banks and Billy Madison, is 65 today. Tanya Tucker, the singer, had her first hit at the age of 13. And although she has officially never married, She has been romantically involved with Merle Haggard, Glenn Campbell, Andy Gibb, Don Johnson. From Merle Haggard to Don Johnson. Tanya Tucker, she's young. I mean, like I said, she started out at 13. So I would have guessed that she was older than 66, but she isn't. She's a young 66 for Tanya Tucker. Ben Vereen, stage, screen, and television actor from All That Jazz, Funny Lady, and others. 78 for Ben Vereen today. Peter Coyote, the actor, A Walk to Remember. Bitter Moon, Jagged Edge, Aaron Brockovich, 83 today for Peter. And Ed Wood, the occult movie director, Plan 9 from Outer Space, Glenn or Glenda, and pulp novelist. He was portrayed by Johnny Depp in the 1994 Tim Burton biopic. Ed Wood, born on this day, 1924. He passed in 1978.
Pulls you up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday at 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Kaya Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
You put me on a roller coaster, fly me on a plane. You send me to another planet, get inside my brain. I knew that when I met you, I would never be the same. But I let you take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, you make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my mind. Lose my mind. You make me crazy. And I kinda like it. You show me that apple, girl, and I-
Jackie.
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98 Q Country.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights are getting brighter. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes. Just sitting out here watching airplanes.
Country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the windows down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Jordan Davis at 98 Q Country. Keyword for today for the Backyard Barbecue qualifying, wings, W-I-N-G-S. If you haven't texted that to us and haven't qualified, get that to us through the Civic Media app. It's free to put on your Android or iPhone. And by the way, our 98Q newsletter has been going out for quite a few weeks. If you haven't subscribed to it, I encourage you to do so. It comes right from us, the morning show guy and other people here. And basically, we have four or five stories on there that have interest to our folks here in northern Wisconsin. We have a weather update on there. We have a one of our featured episodes from our podcast, from local program. It's all local stuff. So if you want to do that, you can just go to 98qcountry.com/newsletter. If you just stay on there for a few seconds, it'll give you a little pop-up to sign up. So jump on that. It's some good local information. We get that out to you once a week, typically on a Friday, just to get you, you know, a few stories that affect people in northern Wisconsin. 98qcountry.com/newsletter. So get in on that. The ladybugs, the beetles are out. All right. They're flying around out there pretty good. I have to admit I'm a little bit distracted the last couple of days because my Minnesota Lynx are playing for the championship of the WNBA, and my son and I latched onto them many years ago. They are a four-time WNBA champion. They're trying to become the most successful WNBA team in the history of the WNBA, and they take on the New York Liberty starting tonight in a five-game set. And I know you probably don't care, but as a fan of the Purple and the Twins, my son and I years ago decided we're going to latch on to a team that can actually win a championship. So we started cheering for them. Can I get just for Packer? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So they're going for a championship. I really enjoy watching the WNBA. Because it's not about waiting for the fabulous slam dunk and all that stuff. It is good textbook basketball, picking and rolling and all that good stuff. I really enjoy it. And man, those ladies can shoot. Man, they're shooting from way beyond the 3-point line. Certainly is fun to watch. Forgive me if I'm a little bit distracted. Game one of that tonight, by the way. Being a watch and you want to tune in. Catkins, we're doing our fundraiser for Catkins. It's 2 weeks from Friday. We have a list of items that Catkins has already collected from area businesses and individuals. That is on our website at 98qcountry.com under Catkins fundraiser. It's just a very skeleton list right now. We're going to add photos and stuff on there, but I just wanted to get something on there to stir a little bit of interest. And then Friday the 25th, we're going to do our yearly broadcast marathon. The last couple of years we did it to benefit the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We raised nearly $18,000 for that organization over 2 years. You guys are just incredible. And now we're going to focus this year on Catkins. We're going to get that new building built out there. We're going to get a little better home for the dogs and cats, their temporary homes, as they transition to their forever homes. So Tanya and a lot of folks from Catkins will be in on that day. It's going to be a really great day to celebrate what Catkins does for our furry friends, and also a chance to take it to another level here. So that'll be the 25th. Again, if you want to just take a peek at those items that are on there, we'll be accepting bids the week before the event, the weekend of the 21st through the 25th. And we'll have a lot of fun with that auction, with Catkins being the benefactor. So a lot of stuff going on here with your friends at 98Q Country.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone, or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose.
all I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends, ends. But this is where it ends. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kin folk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. It was bad, but it could have been worse. That's what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying about the storm that hit last night. It passed through the state and is now moved on out into the Atlantic. When assessing damage this morning, Governor DeSantis says,
please be cautious of hazards.
We have post-storm fatalities almost every storm, and a lot of these fatalities are avoidable.
In Tampa, here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Milton and its 120-mile-an-hour wind.